KN4VWA. Yuckity, 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 yuck. And I was going to give you, I found the paperwork on that CHA-250B Comet antenna, and I was going to give that to you.
I love you, Steve.
You go without hearing that, too. Hey, is Gary out there? W4EEY, KN4VWA, calling.
Hey, God. This is KB2HX. I need to ask you a quick question.
On my way down to Anderson to meet Gary, W4EEY. I hope he'll jump in there in a minute. So what's up, Dave? What's going on?
Okay, I'll leave a little extra pause there between key-ups. I want to get some coax cable from your man, the wireman up there. I just want to get a set 50-foot piece of that RG8 with the ends already on it. Is there a way to just, I can drive up there? Do I need to contact him before I go up there, or what?
Before you go, just to make sure they're going to be there, because they are in the midst of moving. And now this is just a personal opinion, but I think there's a few folks out there that would agree with me. By the wire, buy the connector separate, make the connections yourself.
I need to get a whole soldering set up because my soldering gun bit the dust.
And you think that would be a problem? Just swing by the house, bud.
Okay, all right, don't yell at me.
Full of knotheads, I tell you. Yeah. But anyhow, yeah, all you got to do is just come by the house. We'll solder them up, get you going. That ain't no problem. Hey, are you about to get the tower up?
Yeah, I started digging the footing, between working and stuff, so I'm not working quite as much. So, I mean, obviously today it's raining and whatnot, so. But I'm starting to get things set up a little bit. I want to get some low band stuff up. But right now, I want to put my dual bander up on the other end of the house, so I just get it off the ground, you know. I still got it in the umbrella stand. I want to get it up in the air a little bit. Actually, I want to buy a better VHF, UHF antenna, get rid of that piece of junk nickel and dime special I got there.
Unless you're going to buy a 2-meter beam, hey, as long as you're hitting a repeater, can you hit Mount Mitchell with it?
Yeah, it's real weak because the antenna, it's one of those tram antennas, one of the real, I think the antenna was like $49, dual band. I want to get a 2-meter, 4/46-meter, either a Comet or a Diamond, one of those two, and put that up.
You can do 6-meter out of your HF radio. What kind of HF radio you got?
I got the IC7000 and the 706.
Well, you can do 6-meter out of them, but let me just tell you, you cannot beat a Diamond X50A. It's about $99. I mean, it is a whiz banger, baby. It's a good one. That's what I got up there on the top of my building. I can't recommend it enough.
Does that have 6-meter in it also?
No, it's just 2-meter 440, but I've got a 6-meter antenna that I'll let you have for just about nothing.
Well, I was gonna get a 3-band or a tri-bander, 2-meter 440, 6-meter, and put that up at the one end of the house. The end with all the windows on, I'm just gonna put it right up on the peak and run a radio there for a little while till the tower goes up, and I'll put it at the peak.
Talking about running that on FM, or are you talking about running it on sideband?
How about yes to both?
Radio do 6-meter sideband.
Oh, yeah.
Then you need to run that as a separate antenna, because I'm not sure, but trying to run sideband out of a 2-meter 440 combo out like that, it works fine for FM, but I'm not sure how well it would do with sideband. You need to do a little research on that.
Okay, well, if I was just going to do FM, then what which antenna would you recommend?
I have one, and it is fantastic. It is a, it's for the Yaesu FT8900 radio, but you can use it on any radio, but it's a diamond, and I believe it's an 8900R antenna.
Double antenna, we're talking, base antenna.
This one could go either way, but it has loads, and it has two loads in it, and it'll work either way.
Okay. Let me do some research on that and see what I can get, because that tram antenna is just a very noisy, when the wind blows, it's just so much noisy antenna, because it's a really not a quality antenna. Not like the diamonds are.
Comment.
Deck.
Sam, and I would look at a Comet GP15. I've run them for 20 years. 2 meter, 440, and 6 meter. Adjustable, tunable, and it'll last you longer. It's been through two hurricanes that I had.
Hey, is that antenna 6 meter sideband also, or is it 6 meter FM?
I don't know.
There's not a lot of people that use 6 meter, just straight FM. Because there's but about one or two repeaters around in the whole state. So I don't ever use my 6 meter. So the long and the short of it, you might want to try to do a separate antenna just for the 6 meter that you can do FM and sideband on.
Put that a look at. I'll do some research. Gentlemen, go ahead and carry on. I know you guys are trying to hook up. But the GP15 Comet, thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. KP2HXS will be listening out for a minute.
Before you go, Dave, any progress on figuring out where my leak is?
I'm just waiting for Jimmy to get back in town so we can go over and do a leak check.
Where is he now?
I think he went down to the coast. He's supposed to call me when he gets back.
I don't want to get in a situation where that thing craps out on me and we have to wait 8 weeks to get a new one.
No, don't worry. We'll get it figured out. Don't worry. Leave it to me and Jimmy. We'll get you fixed up.
All right, and you still got that 22 of mine, right?
I do.
Jimmy says, I guess you're okay. Listen, you can come by and pick up that Comet paperwork, and I'm going to text you the phone number for the wire man here in just a minute, okay?
Okay, excellent. Sounds good. Thank you very much. He's up where? In Inman? Is that where he's at?
No, he is... all right, picture this. Do you know Highway 11?
I do.
If you go out Highway 11 from the foot of Glassy Mountain, you know the cliffs of Glassy?
I believe so. It's up there by US 25, right?
And if you go up Highway 11 like you're going towards 25, you're going to look up the mountain and you're going to see the Cliffs of Glassy on your right. And there's an intersection out there, and I believe it's the intersection of 101. And you turn right there, and then you go up a block, and then you cut back into the mountain up there. When were you planning on going up there?
Don't know yet. I'll make contact with them and see what I can get. But... possibly over the weekend. I just don't have an idea yet.
You can't do it on the weekend. Well, they're not open on a weekend. So, you gotta go through the week, bud.
Oh, right, maybe I'll just buy it, have it shipped. All right, well, let me get back with you. Go ahead and do what you got to do, Steve. I'm in the driveway. I'll catch you a little later.
Keep yourself and don't get caught. Yeah, how about that, Bill? Are you still there?
KB2HX, that's clear. 73, Steve.
BWK4OIM.
Sir, what's happening, big boy? You doing all right?
Doctors this morning, I'm supposed to be there at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning to get my right eye done. But Steve, you correct on that sideband and FM. There is a difference between the antennas. FM is vertically polarized and sideband is horizontally polarized. So, you can't do both on the same antenna network efficiently.
I was thinking, yep, and there's just not much as far as anything out there on repeaters on FM for 6 meter, is there?
Said, I don't think there's about two repeaters around on FM that he could probably reach, but he needs to get a separate antenna for 6 meters, horizontally polarized.
Okay, guys, I caught that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Didn't want to tell you as an absolute, but right there is pretty much confirmation. And you can, like he said, you can do it, but there's just, it doesn't work real good. So, all right, keep that in mind, KB2HSX. Talk to you again soon, bud. Oh, and like I said, come by and get that paperwork. Hey, Walt, so you're going in next Wednesday for your eye.
Right one done, and the left one was the one that was the
side off. So I guess that kind of horizontally polarizes it, and that we're talking about the Comet GP15.
Okay. I hadn't heard of that one. I'm going to have to go over there and take a look at that. So you say it does have a ground plane?
Radios like a good vertical antenna would have, but one of the radials is an actual 6 meter element. I mean, it's got its loading coil in it and everything.
I've got one of those Amazon special 5/8 wavelength verticals up on 2 meters, and I do have a 440, a dual band that I hadn't even put on the air. I hadn't even programmed it, but I'd be very interested in that antenna.
Yeah, I gotta go read up on that. y'all got to quit picking on poor old Boomer now.
Remember that nickname you gave him. That fits him so correctly. Old Boomer.
You got that, don't you?
Back to his state.
On his self there one evening by telling the story of how he blew something up. You just ask him how he come about having the nickname on the radio of Boomer and let him tell you.
I think y'all about as much as Daniel and I do. I get a kick out of it. But he opens himself up sometimes, see? K4OIM for ID.
BWA, well, let me just tell you something. 99% of the time, the only reason people pick on you or tease on you at all is because they like you. And I tell you, back in the day, I went to work for this man, and he picked on me relentlessly. I finally asked one of my coworkers, I said, you know what, why don't he just fire me? He says, you need to hush up, boy. If he ain't picking on you, he don't like you. I said, well, doggone, he must just love me. Sure enough, about a month later, I had a promotion.
One that did me that way, a foreman, he was always down on me. And one day I got a promotion. Well, he had moved up to a superintendent, and I got moved up to a foreman ahead of guys that had been there for 3 or 4 years ahead of me. And it was all because the old guy said, no matter how much I get on to you or pick at you about what you've been doing, I always done it to see what your explanation was why you did it that way. And you made sense. The rest of them just listened to me and done it the hard way. So it does pay to get picked on, Steve.
You know, I'm going to agree with that, except for there is an exception to every rule, and that's Boomer.
Is anybody looking for a legal limit antenna tuner, rotor inductor? I've got that MFJ 962D. It's like brand new. Ain't never had over 100 watts run through it. And I'm asking $200 for it. And I got a Mirage 2-meter amp. I was sold 5 in, was 75 out. But according to the manual, 10 in will get you 8. I'm asking $50 for it.
Well, good enough. I'll keep my ear to the ground.
I'm under a bunch of power lines here, and maybe I'll get out of here top of the hill.
See me on my end, because I'm over here at the back of the jet port, over here at the back of Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, and it's weak over here. Have you still got me?
But you're getting weaker.
We're here at the back of the jet port, and it's a real bad spot over in here. There's a shadow over here.
The question about the amp or the rotor inductor tuner.
Oh, I said that I would keep my ear to the ground and see if I ran across anybody that needs that stuff.
He's trying to get into the repeater on a valve thing, but they've got a 12-volt power supply. That'd be the kicker to pull them into the repeater, see?
Sure would. That'd do the trick. Ace, or is it a box, or what is it?
Back out here, I'm fixing to pull in the drive. So I'll say 7-3s, enjoy talking to you, and I'll catch you later.
Well, always a pleasure. Take it easy, buddy. KN4, VWA, clear. 4 WQQ, paying 4 VWA.
VWA,
mobile.
Mobile monitoring.